Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagheward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbey Dawenya, off the Dawenya-Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
If you believe everything is possible with God, then give the Lord your loudest shout of amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And surprisingly, some people didn't shout. Very, very, very surprisingly, some people still didn't shout. Some people's issues are big. Thank you, Father, for today. Thank you for everything. We thank you for your presence, sweet Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And let's take our seats in heavenly places, because we believe that nothing is impossible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you still believe nothing is impossible?
We believe.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. But I want to preach today on a very simple, powerful message that every Christian ought to know. The title of our message today is what? The unchanging purpose of Christianity.
Wow.
The unchanging purpose of Christianity. Everything is for a purpose. Everything is for a purpose. Good. Christianity is also for a purpose. It's for a purpose. And we need to keep to the purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. And I hope you all came with your Bibles. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Let's read the NIV. It says, we must pay the most careful attention. We must pay the most careful attention. Therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. Do you get it? We must pay careful attention to the real thing, so that we don't drift away. And then 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, therefore, My beloved brethren, be ye what? Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Amen.
Be steadfast and unmovable. You see, there is an unchanging purpose of Christianity. Christianity is for a reason, and we need to keep to it. We need to pay the more earnest heed so that we don't drift from it. As things come in, and as time goes on, and as we live longer in the Lord and in the world, you get it? If you are not careful, we are not careful. We forget the purpose for so many things. You get it? We forget the purpose for so many things. Sometimes you are sent to school, and the purpose for the school is not to throw javelin. You get it? It's not, you can throw javelin and get medals. But the purpose for the school is to pass O levels, pass A levels, pass Becky, and pass WASI. You see, Becky is BEC, and pass WASI. That's the purpose of the school, and pass your university. So there's a purpose. The other ones, they come in, is good. Now, the purpose of Christianity is all summed up in one particular verse. All summed up in one particular verse. Even though I read about four or three verses, but it will go back to that one particular verse, and that's John 3:16. It is unchanging. Oh, you don't want to put your hands together for John 3:16. You want to put your hands for Isaiah, Jeremiah, Nahum, and the rest, but John 3:16, you don't want to put your hands together for him. John 3:16, that sums up the unchanging purpose. It has never changed, and it will never change. Do you get it?
Amen.
He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have what? Should not perish but have everlasting life. That is the purpose. But let's read a few more verses following so that we'll come back to this verse. So if you don't read it, so this verse, it says that, for God sent not his son into the world. So this is even trying to explain the John 3:16. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Next verse. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Next verse. And this is the condemnation. So no one is condemning you. And this is the condemnation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That light is come into the world. Light is come to the world. And man loved darkness rather than light. But the Bible says the light has come. And yet man loves darkness. How? Where's the verse? Light has come, but men love darkness rather than light. The only reason why you like darkness rather than light is because of what you are doing. You see, do you get it? It's because you are doing something bad in the dark. Sometimes the dark could mean locking the door so no one can see. That's the only reason why you love darkness instead of light. Because your deeds are evil. Do you get it? And there's no light. It's when you speak, you bring light. Are you getting it? But men love darkness instead of light. It's so strange, isn't it? But it's good to know that Christ didn't come to condemn us. Christ came to show us love and everything. So let's go back to our verse, the central verse, the most important verse in the Bible. That shows us the purpose of God, which has never changed. John 3:16. Yes. Now, John 3:16 shows us it is the greatest and the most important scripture in the Bible. Why? Because it shows us or offers us the greatest invitation of all time. The greatest invitation of all time. Hallelujah. Amen. It is an invitation toward the whole world. The whole world. You see, for God so loved the world. Hallelujah. Amen. And the invitation is coming from no other person. No other person than who? God himself. God is the one inviting you to come into his love. So you may have been invited by somebody to come to church today. But what is happening is that it's God himself who is inviting you. If only you knew. It's God himself who is inviting you. God uses men. God uses women. God uses friends. God uses churches. God uses sometimes circumstances to call you. But at the end of the day, he's the one inviting you. He's the one inviting you. Per John 3:16. Hallelujah. And you see from other scriptures that this invitation is to everybody, whosoever will. Is to everybody. In Isaiah 55 verse 1. Ho! Everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters. And he that had no money, come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Hallelujah. Amen. Greatest invitation. But he say, ho! Everyone that is tested, the thirst, there's a certain thirst in your heart. You get it? There's something in your heart that you want to fulfill, and God is inviting that thing that you want to fulfill. He has it. That's why he's inviting whosoever, whosoever, the thirst for life. Do you get it? You want to fulfill. That's why you are going after it. There's some thirst in your heart. And God is saying that thirst, he can quench it. So come. Come to him. That's why he told the woman at the well that I have a certain kind of water. I have a certain kind of water. When I give you that water and you drink it, you will never be thirsty again. Do you get it? For instance, after I drank that water, do you get it? I have felt like drinking some other waters again. But I have not done it. Because that water is enough for me. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. Because that water is the water that is in the flesh. Do you get it? Then this flesh is stubborn. Do you get it? So I have felt like drinking water. Do you get it? I felt like drinking water. But then that water that I have drunk has quenched that thirst. So if it's something that you feel like, but that is enough. So say, I have a certain water to give to you. If you knew, you'd have asked me to give you that water. If you knew. Do you get it? That's why when you finish drinking the water, you don't want to take drugs again. Is there any witness in the house?
Oh, yes.
Oh, is there any witness in the house?
Oh, yes.
That's why when you finish drinking that water, you don't want to go after any man again. Can I have any witness in the house?
Oh, yes.
What about any woman? Can I have any witness in the house?
Oh,
yes.
You're preaching.
You don't want to go to this school again. Can I have any witness in the house? Uh-huh. Because you have drunk of that water. He said, if you are thirsty, ho, everyone that tested, come. Come. Come ye to the waters. So that's the invitation. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I mean, how many of you don't want rest? Look at you. You can't sleep. You're always troubled. And God said, I will give you rest. He's inviting you to rest. He's inviting you to rest. And you don't want to. You don't want rest. What do you want? That's what he said. Rest has come. But man doesn't like to rest. It's a light has come. But man loves darkness. Rest has come. And then Mark 16:15-16. He says that, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. So what is happening is that God is giving an open, the greatest invitation ever. And is able to accommodate everyone. Everyone. There is room for everyone. There's room for your friends. There's room for your family. There's room for everyone. There's room for even those you don't know. Those from the highways, the hedges, the byways, the palaces, wherever. There's room for everyone. The man's room is never, never filled. There is room. Amen. Are you getting it?
Yes.
That is the purpose of Christianity. And it's not changing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you don't do it, this one, then you are not living the purpose of Christianity. You are not living the purpose of Christianity. Number two, another thing about John 3:16, why it is the greatest scriptures and it shows the unchanging purpose of Christianity is that it offers love from the greatest person ever to show love. John 3:16 and Christianity offers love from the greatest person ever to show love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, this is love from God Almighty. Do you get it?
Yes.
This is love from El Shaddai. And this offer is coming from God himself.
Wow.
God is the one saying, come and experience love. Amen.
Amen.
So, greatest love from the greatest person. But this is the greatest person, God Almighty, showing love. Showing love to you, not a man, not a woman, but God Almighty, showing you love, and you don't want to respond. Who is this man? Psalm 104 verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. God Almighty, I mean such a person, coming to stand in front of you. Why won't you respond to such a person? Are you getting what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
That is why John 3:16 is very important. And that's why we don't have to change the purpose of God, of Christianity. Christianity is God showing love to mankind.
Wow.
Inviting you and showing love to you. So God has shown all of us love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 77 verse 13. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great as God? Who is so great as our God? Who is so great? Who is so great as our God? That's why you can never exchange the love of God for any other person's love. Do you get it? No. And then Psalm 135 verse 5. For from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and pure offerings for my name shall be among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. This is the man. The whole earth belongs to him. Everything belongs to him. And he says, he's showing love to you. Why won't you respond? That is Christianity. That is Christianity. And that is the unchanging purpose of Christianity. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
So as you are sitting here, you have been shown love by God. And you have responded to God's love. That is what it means. There's nothing else. And if you stay on this purpose, there will be no need for fighting. There will be no need for problems. There will be no need for unnecessary things. Because the purpose is never going to change. It is the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then John 3:16 again is the central verse of the Bible because it offers the greatest kind of love. Greatest kind of love. God, there are many kinds of love. Yes, there's love and there's love. But the greatest kind of love is what the Bible is talking about. And God's love is what? The greatest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The greatest kind of love is shown by God. And we are talking about the love relationship between you and your heavenly Father. Can you imagine? You and Eva, you have a love relationship. Love relationship. That's deep. That's deep. Amen. Romans 5, 7 and 8. This is the greatest kind of love. But somebody's expressing love on you. And that one, you feel, wow. You know, this Sunday morning, I want to go to my love. Because love has come to visit me this Sunday. So I can't go. I can't go to church. I can't go to church. And sometimes you see some of the university students, when they come, say, the church keeps so long. When they are in the presence of a boy. In the presence of a boy. In fact, even when their grades came, they had D. D minus. Because the time they wanted that the church is going to be spending too long, they are rather with the boy talk. They were not learning. They are not learning. Student, you have come to school. Somebody has come to show the greatest love. Come to church. He said they keep too long. Meanwhile, you are able to stand with friends and play the fool. And you are getting C, D minus. You are being referred. And that is not a problem for you. That's not a problem for you. People are making love on you. Meanwhile, your father thinks that you are in school. Nice boy, nice girl. And you don't have any problem with that. What else do you like? And it's like somebody showing you love. But it's like, your love is irritating me. It's like God is irritating me with a love. God is irritating me. God is knocking on my door. Anyway, we all used to be like that anyway. Who in time passed? So the way I'm talking, it's not like, hey, we are some supermen or whatever. We've all been there before. But God had mercy. God had mercy. This love is very special. This love doesn't give up. You do it, you're disappointed, the love is still coming. The love is still coming. But what on earth will make you do that? Because you see, you don't know that this is the love. This is the love. I read Romans 5, 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would dare, even dare to die. Next verse. But God commended his love towards us, in that whilst we were yet sinners, when we didn't have, when we were nobodies, he didn't need anything from us. No. Your friend who brought you to church doesn't need anything from you. Not at all. Rich. Not at all. You may finish school and never even meet again. You may finish school and never even meet again. So the person didn't need anything from you. But there's a love. Whilst you don't even need him, he will come because he can see you are going to die. He can see you are going to fall. He can see you are going towards destruction. That is the purpose of God's love for us. That is the purpose. So why must it be so difficult for you to accept this love? Accept this love. After you have drunk the water to quench your thirst. Why? John 15, 13.
Preaching.
Greater love had no man than this. But this man, greater love had no man than this. That a man laid down his life for his friend. Come on. Put your hands together for this love. What love is this? What manner of love is this? Hey. I mean, this love is not looking for anything from you. I am telling you that there are some beloveds here. They are about to break with their beloveds. God, the beloveds are not giving them gifts. They are just about to break. Yeah. They haven't told you that they are the greatest love in the world. They haven't told you. If they are about to break, but the person can't see any car coming. He can't see any building. He can't see anything. But this man, this love, we don't have anything. We don't have anything. And yet, he's coming to us. Look, compared to God, as you are sitting here with all your nice dresses, you are nothing before God. Who here thinks that you are something before God? Oh, please, just be honest. I mean, God needs you. Just be honest. Who here thinks God needs you? Yeah. But you see, whilst we were yet sinners, no man would, he would just lay down his life for you. It's as simple as that. Ephesians 2, 3. I'll be closing soon. Ephesians 2 Ephesians 2, 3. American Standard Version, ASV. Ephesians 2, 3. He says, among whom we also all once lived in the lust of our flesh. ASV. In the lust of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, everybody say, but God. But God being rich in mercy, this is different, okay. But God being rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. Can you believe it? Even when we were dead, when we didn't want him, he still made us alive. This is the love. This is Christianity. This is what we have been called onto. And this is why you are sitting here. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is Christianity. Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Amen.
Amen.
John 3:16 is a centerpiece, the purpose of Christianity. Because it offers love to the largest number of people ever possible. Hey, this one is serious. Offers love to the largest number of people possible. That means that the love is so great that many people can share in it. Now this man, he has so much room for everybody. All of you, I can tolerate you. I can love you. Wow. I can do everything. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He can love everybody. Everybody. Greatest love. That's why you are here. That's why I'm here. God didn't love only the nice people with spectacles. No. But God still has loved you. This is the purpose of Christianity. And that's why you must also go and tell them about it. Amen.
Amen.
Then John 3:16 is the greatest ever scripture that shows the purpose of Christianity. Because it offers the greatest gift ever offered to mankind. The greatest gift ever offered to mankind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look, salvation can never be compared to any amount of money. Salvation. Salvation. Do you know salvation?
Yes.
What is salvation? When you say Jesus Christ, that you are saved. So what is salvation? Being born again, you are saved. So what is salvation? What is salvation? Salvation. Redeemed. To go to what? Heaven. Saved from death to eternal glory. That's it. Saved. You see, when you say be born again, and you don't know what to be born again is for, you can be born again within 6 years, you'll be confused. When you think born again is maybe you get money, you get wife, you get this, when it's not coming. But then realize, but born again, that gift that God has given to you is a gift of eternal life. Eternal life is a gift of eternity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. The gift of education or whatever can never be compared to salvation.
No.
Yeah. Never. Somebody got finished school. She was going for a certificate. On the way, she had an accident and died. After 4 years of hard labor, she was going for the graduation. Then she got an accident and died. What do you say to that? What do you say to that? So your father has given you education. Your father has bad everything. But you have died. That's all. You have died. You have died. But the greatest gift, the greatest gift, John 4:10. John 4:10. Are you in church?
Yes.
Are you being blessed?
Amen.
Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who is it that saith to thee, give me to drink? You would have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. You see, the greatest gift. As you are in the church, if you knew what you are hearing, if you knew the advantage you have by coming to church, if you knew what it means for somebody to call you to come to church, you would have said to the person, don't call me again. I would rather come and call others to come. If you knew. But up to today, it looks like you still don't know. Up to today, it looks like you still don't know. But if you knew, just if you knew what you are eating, what you are getting, if you knew, you'd have said. Romans 6:23. These are must know verses, isn't it?
Yes.
Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is what? For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So there is no gift that can equal the gift that God has given to us. The gift of eternity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was going to have a conversation somewhere. Say, he gave gifts to men. When I got there, God said, just speak about the gift of Jesus.
Wow.
Give up the gift of Jesus. I said, well, he gave us Jesus. That's all. The greatest gift is Jesus, as he gave gift to men. And if you have Jesus, you have everything. Wow. If you don't have Jesus, you have nothing. Everything you have one day, they will just vanish. They will become useless. Vanity. Amen.
Amen.
John 3:16 shows us the unchanging purpose of God, because it teaches us about the important action a human being can ever take. It teaches us the most important action a human being can ever take, having faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Having faith in Christ Jesus. I mean, the simple act of believing earns you the right to enter heaven. Can you imagine? Just believing, just like that. No queue. No, there's no queue. There's no like, oh, book a date. Believe now, and he gives you right to heaven. And that's the purpose of Christianity. We believed, and we are Christians. That's all. We believed and we escaped. That is the most important thing. Becoming educated, acquiring money, getting a visa, traveling abroad, buying a car, and a PhD are not comparable to simply believing in Jesus Christ as the Savior. No, no, you can't compare it to it. Never. Recently, I was going somewhere and I saw at the gate a big obituary, and they said the dean of that school, who is a professor, has passed. I said, wow, how come? You cannot compare to anything. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when you are sitting here, that is the purpose of Christianity, and it has not changed. It has not changed. So don't get yourself involved in unnecessary things that is not part of Christianity. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not part of Christianity. The purpose of Christianity is the love God has shown us. The love God has shown us, the gift he has given to us, the believing he's asking us to believe, and the eternal life we get. That is the purpose of Christianity. That is what is making us sit here. Do you get it? That's what is making us sit here. That's why I cannot believe it when I see pastors fighting. I cannot believe it. Is that where have we gotten to? Where are we going to? Is that why we believed? Is that why we believed? Hey. Kabaso katayande. Hey, this one is very important. I have just two more to tell you.
Tell us.
And we'll go. Two or three.
We love this message.
Because that's the purpose of Christianity. And that's why you are here. But John 3:16 shows us the unchanging purpose of Christianity, because it offers the greatest escape from any prison known to man. Hey! From any prison known to man is what John 3:16 gives us, the greatest escape. You are escaping. Now what Christianity is doing is that we are escaping from prison.
Wow.
Are you getting what I'm saying? This prison. Because the Bible says that the thief, at the last minute, he got born again.
Yes.
So you sit down and say, you're going to meet this person there. We'll be playing this music there. We'll be doing that. You sit down. You will swerve your power. You will see. One person like this who died, that somebody told me that they went to lead him to Christ. I won't mention him, but I know no one knows that anybody did that to the person. No one knows. You go to heaven, then the guy said, oh, you go to heaven, say, oh, Charlie, with a calm jam. You go, pa, you are passing, and the person is waving from heaven. Say, hey! What are you doing there? How did you get there? The person tell the, hey, just on my hospital bed, somebody came to me and told me about Jesus, and the way I was suffering, I had no choice than to accept Jesus. When I accepted, no, I saw myself here. Then you are passing to go to hell. Hey, what a disappointment. Charlie, it will be too painful. John 3:18. He that believeth on him is not but he that believeth not is condemned already. Condemned to where? To prison. Then you read Hebrews 2:3. Hebrews 2:3. It says that, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How shall we escape if we neglect this invitation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Wow. Look at Mark 9:43. Unchanging purpose of Christianity. Tell your friend, the purpose has not changed. Shake your friend and say, the purpose has not changed. Shake him. Say, don't change the purpose. It is still the same.
It is still the same.
Mark 9:43. If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell. Can you believe what he's saying? It is better than having two hands going into hell. Into the fire that never shall be quenched. The unquenchable fire. The unquenchable fire. But that is what Christianity has done. So are you getting me? You can't joke with your life. You have to be serious. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can't keep on going left and right and hanging and out. You have to be serious. A time comes, Bible says, the Spirit of God will not strive with man forever. A time comes, God doesn't strive with you again. God leaves you. A time comes, you are doing things, people are telling you, stop. Bring you to church, stop, and you keep doing. A time comes, God stops. Then go your way. The Spirit of God will not strive with man forever. It's in the Bible. Grace will not be forever. Are you getting what I'm saying? A time comes, you have to stop. A time comes, even if you don't have to stop, it has to be difficult for you. You must be doing it to be crying. Then you, I mean, so, hell. How shall we escape? And he said that if your hand offend you, it is better to enter into life maimed than having two hands and going to hell. Two hands and going to hell. One day you go to heaven with one arm cut, but you'll be happy in heaven than to go with both hands into hell. It's better. It's better. Do you not think that God knows that Christians suffer because of your choice you have made? That's why Paul said that if only in this life we say we have God, we are most of all men to be pitied. Almost of all men to be pitied. If only in this life. It is better to go into life with one than to go to heaven with two hands. It is better to finish school if you didn't get your grade than to go and sit on lecturers' laps.
Yes.
Hey! You can go and sit on it. Then the day you are going to go for the certificate, if you quench, what happens? Hey! Am I preaching to you? Are you sure? Great escape. Great plan to escape. Hallelujah. Great plan to escape. Hey,
wow.
I mean, you now, when you think about a thing, even when you are living in a certain sin, a crime comes, you don't stop the sin because, oh, you'll be caught or you'll be found out. You now realize that, hey, there is a heaven and there's a hell. What I'm doing is about heaven and hell. So because of that, I would try to stop. What if? What if? So please, escape. Turn to your friend and say, escape.
Escape.
Say, now. This afternoon is your escape route. Say it. Turn to your friend and say,
this afternoon
is your escape route. Don't go back there. Hey, you are saying, Bishop, I'm a young man. I have more years to live. Maybe the thief at the cross, it was the last minute that he got born again. Me too, maybe after school, I can be born again, and then I'll give my life to Jesus, and the blood will wash me. Look, when you stand under a mango tree, you see that green leaves are falling, brown leaves are falling. You see, young men die, old men die. You never know. You never know. We may be putting you there and say, oh, she served this world church so well. Oh, she was a good person. He was a good man. He was this. He was this. As we are saying it, then the angels are standing there and the demons are taking your body away. Can you believe it? Because we don't know what you have been doing. We don't know. So as you are doing all the prayers on you, doing all this on you, oh, good man, the choir will be singing. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, then we shall see with the saints. Hallelujah. His soul is marching on. No, no, you are screaming in hell. Hey, what a shock. No, no, you're screaming in hell. We are not God. Amen. Amen. Last one. I think the hell has made you people very afraid. It's the unchanging purpose of Christianity. What is the greatest destination of heaven? It offers the greatest destination of heaven and everlasting life. It offers the greatest destination of heaven and everlasting life. That is the unchanging purpose of Christianity. The reason why we are all here is so that one day, all of us will meet ourselves in heaven. Yes. This type of being in church and fighting among yourselves, criticizing somebody, criticizing the pastor, doing going home, you have lost it. You have lost it. You have missed your way. At all. You don't know what you are talking about. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. Oh Lord, give us grace.
Amen.
May we make it to heaven.
Amen.
May we escape hell.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 11. He says that, verse 10, for he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Luke 10:20. He said, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Do you know about this story? This story when Jesus sent the 70 and they went and they were talking about the things that are taking place. They've won souls, they've cast out devils, they've done all those things. Oh, yes, it's true. But rejoice that your name is rather written in the book of life. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:20. He says that, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, wherein thieves do not break through nor steal. There is a place called heaven. Hallelujah. John 14:2-3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Yes. I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. Next verse. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That's the unchanging purpose of Christianity. I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, that ye may be also. And where is Jesus?
Heaven.
Where is Jesus?
Heaven.
Where is Jesus?
Heaven.
Where I am, that's where you may be also. That is the purpose of Christianity. Why is it that now it has become something else? Now it has become something else. Now Christianity has become church against church, pastor against pastor. What are we doing? The purpose is changing. But the reason Jesus died has never changed. It is still the same. It is still the same. It is still the same. So today, if you are Christian, make sure that that purpose is still in your heart. Then, he says that go and invite others to come in. There's still room. So go out there and bring them and rejoice that your name is written in the book of life. Amen. God bless you. Put your hands together for Jesus. If you're not born again, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ before you leave. And if today is your first time of coming, I'm going to give you an opportunity to welcome you properly before we close. Amen. Powerful. And we thank you, Lord, that for every individual that comes to church, you have blessed the person, especially is the person living here with the word, with something. Some are living here free from anything that binds them from going to heaven. Some are living here blessed with every form of blessing. They are living here in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, another powerful moment. You have been here before. You have been here before. But you are still not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. And you want me to pray for you. Let everybody bow your head. Every eye closed, every head bowed. You have been here before. But deep, deep down in your heart, you are not sure you go to heaven when you die. Deep, deep down in your heart, you realize that certain things have come your way and you want to rededicate your life to Christ. And you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. I don't want to leave this place without knowing that if I should drop now dead, I'll go to heaven. So please, I'm putting everything aside and I'm saying, I pray for me. If you are here like that, every eye closed, every head bowed, you want me to pray for you, to give your life to Jesus and to be assured that you go to heaven when you die, lift up your right hand, every eye closed, and I'll pray for you right now. Every eye closed, lift up your right hand. You are seated, you've been here before, but you want to be sure that if you die, you go to heaven, or you want to rededicate your life to Christ, lift up your hand wherever you are, and I'll pray for you right now. Right now, every eye closed, I pray for you right now. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Shall we bow our heads and say this prayer together? Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ,
that Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus,
that Jesus
is Lord.
Is Lord.
And I thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I thank you, Lord
that
Jesus.
That from today,
that from today
you have made me your child.
You have made me your child.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That you are forgiving me of my sins.
That you are forgiving me of my sins.
And you have washed me with your blood.
And you have washed me with your blood.
From today.
From today.
I am yours.
I'm yours.
And you are mine.
As you are mine.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I pray that as I give my life to you.
That as I give my life to you.
I'll be grounded.
Grounded.
And be rooted in you.
And be rooted in you.
And through me.
And through me.
Many others.
Many others.
Will come and know you.
Will come and know you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abid Dowenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live at Bishop Ishmael Sam-DHMM, also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International Abed Dowenya. God bless you.